Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jason Longshore on the WadeFord.com hotline with us right now. Hey, Jason.
Jason.
What's up, guys?
So what did you think of Miles Robinson's performance last night in the All-Star game, man?
Solid. Solid. It's another win for, I mean, it's not exactly USA versus Mexico. It's MLS with, you know, players from all over the place against Liga MX with players from different places as well. But Robinson was good. Bello was good. It's another good performance. It's good for these guys to get on that stage, and especially those two who, you know, at times over the years have been passed over. You know, there's been a lot of hype on Joseph Martinez, obviously. You know, Miguel Almiron in the past, Pity Martinez, you know, international stars who have come to Atlanta. Miles Robinson was the first draft pick in club history. George Bello is the first academy product to be an all-star and to be with the U.S. men's national team. So it's exciting for both of those guys to not just get the call, but then to go and perform well on this kind of a stage.
You know, to me, the single most frustrating thing, Jason Longshore, about Major League Soccer is, and I understand why they do it, is the schedule, because here we go again, because it runs counter to everybody else. And so all the international, here we go again, losing to Joseph for, I don't what, who knows, right? 10 days?
No,
two
no,
weeks?
It's not. Now, one thing, John, is this one is not on MLS. This one, and I've seen this start up, this is a worldwide issue because CONMEBOL, the South American Confederation, and CONCACAF, but CONMEBOL stretched it even further, added an additional game in the window.
I got you.
When MLS created their schedule, the last World Cup qualifying game for this window was supposed to be Tuesday. CONCACAF added one on Wednesday. CONMEBOL, South America, added one on Thursday. So we're at a point now, and this could get interesting over the next couple of days, so kind of hold tight on this. La Liga, the Premier League, Serie A in Europe have denied call-ups to South American players. They have said, we're not releasing our players. And there's two different reasons. There's the scheduling component that is one, because players are going to miss the game coming back on the next weekend. Atlanta plays on the Friday, which isn't ideal, but if Joseph Martinez is playing on Thursday, he's not playing on Friday against Orlando. Now, there's also the issue, especially in England, with the red list countries and not releasing players who go into red list countries, because then when they come back into Great Britain, they have to quarantine for 10 days. That would take them out of further games. FIFA is trying to deal with this right now. FIFA allowed this to happen, and FIFA has created another incident where we have club versus country for players. It's putting the players in unfair situations. It's putting the clubs in unfair situations because they pay these salaries. And the national team coaches are kind of stuck because they need to have their best players possible to qualify for a World Cup. You know, a lot of it is COVID-related because things have been compressed, but FIFA has not overseen the situation well enough. And Atlanta United is not the only club in the situation worldwide.
Yeah, all right. I mean, thanks for kind of working me through that. It's just losing, I guess, the larger picture is, you know, the idea of, you know, having Joseph not be part of the team because of whatever reason. And, you know, it just is frustrating to all of us because I put club over that because it's the most important thing to me. But that's, you know, that's because I'm a fan. So speaking of,
I mean, the players get caught in those situations
where
to play in a World Cup, it's the greatest thing, especially for Venezuela, like who has never been.
Right.
It's hard for them to say no because they might not get the call up again. But
sure,
the club is where they are, you know, most of the time. So it's a tough balance.
So tell me about Gonzalo Pineda. What do I expect? You got the game against here's a showdown Saturday against Nashville. What am I to expect from the new coach? And what do I expect for Atlanta United going for its fifth straight win?
I don't think they look very different on the field because of Pineda. I think where I'm looking to see an impact from him is maybe in some different set-piece situations, how they defend certain things. Now, there is the question this week with Santi Sosa missing the last match, was day-to-day going into that with an injury, and Marcedic didn't finish the last match. That holding midfield position, who's available, who is 90 minutes fit or 60 minutes fit, or do you have the possibility of playing two players in that position rather than one, as we've seen lately? That's one that Pineda will have to make a difficult decision, and that's really the biggest change for him, is he's been heavily involved in the decision-making process with the Seattle Sounders, and obviously they've done pretty well with making their decisions. They have trophies to their name, but now he's the one making the decision, and he's got the team around him with Rob Valentino and the assistant coaches to help make that decision. But he's got to ultimately make that decision on who starts, who comes in the 60th minute, how do we hold this lead, how do we go get the win when we're tied late in the game. Those are the things that'll fall on him, and I'm excited to see what his personality is on the sideline more than anything.
Joseph has been on a roll lately. What has he been doing? What has changed for him, I should ask? Yeah, what has changed for Joseph? And can he keep this up?
I think some of it's his sharpness more than anything. He's after his summer where he had the kind of COVID-mandated stoppage for a little while, and he lost some fitness and had to rebuild that and had his issue with Heinze. You know, he had to catch back up, and I think all that coincided with Atlanta United playing in a way that really can get the best out of Joseph right now. They're not asking him to make those sprints in behind just to get on the end of a cross that's whipped in as a hopeful ball. They're asking him to play, to combine, to look for the 1-2s at the top of the 18. And when he's got Ezequiel Barco in the form that he's in, and he has Marcelino Moreno in the form that he's in, and now adding Luis Araujo, he's got three guys who he can play with there in those tight spaces, those areas where it's hard to find the space. He can help create it with his passing, with drawing defenders to him, laying it off, and then sometimes getting it back in return when he makes the turn and runs into the 18.
All right, so that's great. That's the technical thing. Talk to me broadly here. Jason, what have you seen from this team that makes you think, now we have a new head coach, and yeah, we all have to deal with some call-ups here with the national teams and whatnot. Is this team going to make the playoffs?
Yes. Flat out, yes, they do. And I think a big reason, the attack has been a big part of it. Defensively, this team is very good. Last five games, one goal from the run of play. That's it. Set pieces, something they're going to have to continue to improve on. That's definitely there. But defensively, with Miles Robinson, and then when he's away, George Campbell, who has shown the ability to step in and be just fine, Alan Franco, Anton Walks, Brooks Lennon, George Bello, or Ronald Hernandez, or Mikey Ambrose when needed, you've got a lot of different options there. This is a team that can shut things down defensively very well, and of course, Brad Guzan in goal. When you have that combined with game changers on the other end. Marcelino Moreno can create magic. Ezequiel Barco can create magic. They don't need, you know, a whole lot of the ball, even though this is a team that wants the ball. They don't need that if you're in a tight game. It's a difficult game. You're up against it. The other team has the possession. Araujo, Moreno, Barco, Joseph, they can create magic out of nothing, and you're secure defensively. That's a good formula to get into the playoffs and a good formula to be a difficult out once you get there.
One final, I'm curious about one final thing. I may be absolutely wrong about this, so I want to make sure that you can correct me if I am. It has seemed to me that since the beginning, since the very first game against, you know, Red Bulls at Bobby Dodd Stadium, that this team has struggled in set pieces, both offensively and defending it. Is that fair, or are they middle of the pack, or are they below the middle of the pack, or how do you view them historically when it comes to set pieces?
Seemingly, I agree with you. Like, I'd have to go back and look at the data year to year, but seemingly, yeah, it feels like that's an issue. And kind of where I keep coming back to it is, one, Atlanta United has historically favored players who are good on the ball. And oftentimes, those players who are good on the ball are a little bit smaller. And sometimes on set pieces, when we're talking about not direct free kicks going to goal, but right. on corners, on those free kicks that are crosses, you know, they have a lack of size inside the 18 to defend it. That's been an issue at times. I think what they're going to have to do, and it's something that we've talked to Rob Valentino about a little bit, you know, man-to-man defending in those situations is probably the best thing for this team, because when you get into a zonal situation, things can fall apart with communication errors, with movement from the opposition. Man-to-man's the way to go, but they have to be locked in to deal with that issue where, you know, you might have a 6-foot center back defending a 6-foot-4 center back from the opposition. Are they going to go up and win that header every time? Probably not, because you talk about a 4-inch difference. But can they throw that player off? Absolutely. You know, there's little things you can do, obviously grabbing and being physical in those situations, trying to make sure the ref doesn't see you. That happens all the time. We know that. But little things like jumping early to throw that player off, jumping late to throw that player off, jumping into them a little bit to get a little bit of a bump on them. Those kinds of issues are going to have to be something that this team gets better at in these moments, because as good as they've been in the run of play, you give up a set-piece goal, it counts just the same, and it can knock you out of a postseason situation.
All right, Jason, as always, do appreciate. We look forward to the big showdown against Nashville on Saturday, 3:30 kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You and Mike on the call live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Jason.
You're the man.
Thanks, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.